For the first time in Chicago Bears history, the 2015 team photo looks a little different.
Somebody pointed out at the team picture that they're like, you're the first woman in the team picture. And I didn't believe them. And then we kind of looked along the wall there and it was like, wait a minute, yeah, that's true.
Jen Gibson is the first female staff member on the football operations side. As the team's sports science coordinator and dietitian, Jen makes sure the players are fueled up and ready to play each week.
It's interesting because in football, it's almost like we have teams within teams, depending on what your position group is. So the needs of like one of our skill players is going to be totally different than one of our linemen, and that's going to be a little bit different than our quarterback. And then individually within that team, you have guys that have different goals. So I could have linemen that are trying to keep their weight up and then guys that are trying to lose weight.
Jen works with the team chefs and develops specific nutrition plans for the players.
Traditionally, you'll take them through something called a nutrition consult or an intake where you just look through their files and just see what's going on with them, both performance-wise, what their goals are, and then as well some of their medical backgrounds to see if there's anything there that you can help with, if they're at risk for cramping, if they're at risk for, you know, fatigue issues. And then from there, trying again to adapt a program that suits what their goals are. When you're looking at recovering our players, we're really looking at making sure they have a lot of protein, because that's our sport tends to damage muscle pretty easily. And then some good carbohydrate as well to refuel. We'll look at a lot of berries as part of our recovery. Something else we'll do is I'll always try to hide vegetables. Looks pretty good.
Oh, she's good. Yep.
When Jen first starts working with an athlete, there's a common misconception she hears all too often.
They haven't necessarily seen the connection, especially when they're very young, between that quality of the food and their performance. So they'll just fuel with garbage, and they've been able to kind of almost get away with it for so long.
Jen's entering her second season with the Bears, but she has years of experience working with the world's most elite athletes, including future NBA Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant. She worked in her native country of Canada with Olympic team sports and spent the past 5 years with the U.S. Olympic Committee in Colorado.
I was a sport dietitian and applied physiologist. And we had 8 sports that I was responsible for at the U.S. Olympic Committee. And so basically what you're doing is just feeding Olympians, doing a lot of exercise physiology testing. Really what we used to joke around and say is anything that goes inside the athlete or anything that comes out of the athlete, we're testing, measuring, and optimizing. So really it was just having a little micro lab in the tiny universe of the best athletes in the world.
Jen visited more than 20 countries with the Olympic Committee, working with combat and acrobat sports. Each one was a challenge because she had to adapt her athlete's nutrition plan based on a new climate and atmosphere.
So we would have travel kitchens that we'd actually take with us on the road. If the food situation was just really too foreign for our athletes, or if the food environment was unsafe, I would be literally cooking out of my hotel room, and athletes would be coming in and having their meals with me.
From Olympic combat sports to NFL combat on Sundays, Jen is fulfilling the dream that she worked many years to achieve.
I was a science nerd in high school. That's kind of when I started to think about what I wanted to kind of do with my life. And then obviously being a student athlete, the two worlds collided.
Now her world is the NFL. Being only one of 10 full-time sport dietitians in the league, she's not only paving the way for sport nutrition, but also for females in the NFL.
It's a really cool time. It's the beginning of women kind of working on the op side of the NFL. So that's kind of really neat to be at that forefront and advocating for obviously more of us to you know, come on in and be a part of this, you know, wonderful environment.
Jen has already changed the environment after one season with the Bears.
Whether it's just helping a guy with figuring out meals to take home, or helping somebody find a local chef, or just helping a guy even just with a recovery smoothie every day. I think most of our players have been able to benefit, even in a small way, from improved nutrition.